Partnership Podcast.
Bum bum bum.
Partnership Podcast.
Bum bum bum.
Partnership Podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to our podcast. We go to Peak to Peak Charter School in Lafayette, Colorado. I'm Koki and today we'll be talking about partisanship.
Yep, partisanship. Sounds a bit like the cheese you sprinkle all over your pasta, but this concept is a bit more severe than a tasty condiment. I'm Zachary, one of your co-hosts for today.
I'm Matthew, your third and final host for today's podcast. Let's launch right into the issue. Partisanship, in essence, is simply bias.
People in the U.S. are choosing their party affiliation based on the party in power and not because of their beliefs.
This growing trend among American voters is highlighting the division and lack of unity among the citizens of this country, and it only seems to be getting worse.
Long ago,
mid-20th century or so,
popular presidents of the past enjoyed extremely high approval ratings, but not just from those from their own party.
As stated by Alan Abramowitz and Stephen Webster in a political psychology article from February 2018, Eisenhower, Kennedy, and even Nixon frequently enjoyed approval ratings of 40% or higher from people from the opposite party.
Nixon, even after Watergate?
Well, before that, at least. The point is, our modern presidents are getting similar approval ratings as well.
But you see, that's only from their own party.
Modern presidents nowadays are receiving the same support from their party as they were back in the day, but there has been a noticeable difference in support from the opposition party.
As in, a whole lot less. Recent presidents, like Bush and Obama, have rarely received approval ratings as high as 20% from opposing partisans.
Political scientists refer to this as negative partisanship, a phenomenon where people aren't voting based on who they like, but based on who they hate.
The most recent election could not have illustrated this better.
As we all know, Trump was a very strong Republican, and he had differing beliefs from Republicans in the past.
As stated by another political psychology article,
shout out to authors Ted Brader and Joshua Tucker,
a growing number of experimental studies show that people are looking to parties on where to stand on political issues instead of their own personal beliefs.
Because of the beliefs of the candidates in the 2016 election, independent voters did not know who to vote for. These people had different beliefs than the candidate they voted for, and voted for that candidate for the sole purpose of not getting the other candidate in office.
These people are voting against their beliefs due to partisanship. They could have voted for a smaller party, but they knew that that party would not win, so they did what they could do, attempt to get their own party affiliation candidate in power.
In 2016, for many it felt like a vote not for Hillary was a vote for Trump.
As voters, we need to be more politically and civically engaged, and vote less for whatever our party is doing, and more for how we truly feel.
We need to engage with our political systems in a genuine and honest way that avoids the flock mentality and focuses on the plurality that this country was founded upon.
There are more dangers to partisanship than solely disingenuous voting.
As found by the Pew Research Center, political polarization is becoming a bigger issue than ever before. In 1994, 64% of Republicans were to the right of the median Democrat line, but in 2014, 92% of Republicans are to the right of the median Democrat.
This means that in 2014, 92% of Republicans are more conservative than the median Democrat.
Likewise, in 1994, 70% of Democrats were to the left of the median Republican line, and in 2014, 94% of Democrats were to the left of the median Republican line.
This has only gotten worse during the Trump administration.
The most recent government shutdown, at its roots, was caused almost inarguably by partisanship. Both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, took great issue with how the budget was being allocated.
Namely, the proposed southern border wall.
While Republicans wanted the border wall funding to go through, Democrats were staunchly opposed to this.
It became a sort of pseudo-cold war between the parties, neither side willing to compromise and division becoming more prominent.
Except this time, we're talking about partisanship in Congress.
That's right, the Battle of Titans, legislators.
It would be a fairly straightforward conflict.
Except
what?
Except not all Republicans want a border wall.
Hold up, I thought all Republicans are on the same side on this.
Well, like any healthy and functioning democracy, there should be dissent, and there is. There is very much so a decent amount of Republicans who are not in favor of a border wall.
But it sounds like in this case, there's not much resistance by the Republicans, only the Democrats.
Exactly, although some have, many Republicans are unwilling to go against the overall party on this matter, and as a result, consent to a border wall, even though this does not reflect their true beliefs.
Partisanship is fueling this fire, as Republicans that vote against the border wall face criticism from their colleagues, their voter base, and their party.
Although incumbents naturally have a considerable advantage over other candidates, if they choose to go directly against their party, they run the risk of possibly losing re-election.
And that's the danger of partisanship. It gridlocks government and slows down the gears of Congress.
It directly negatively affects cooperation between branches.
The recent government shutdown was, in essence, a fight between the legislative and executive branches. The executive branch, Trump, and the legislative branch disagreed on the budget proposal. It caused the budget to not go through and then the government to shut down.
We have talked about partisanship in the executive and legislative branches, but there is one more branch worsened by this issue.
Yep, we still need to talk about how partisanship is affecting the judicial branch.
Let's look at the Supreme Court, split almost evenly between Republicans and Democrats, but they have varying levels of how moderate they are.
Some justices will always vote liberally, and some will always vote conservatively. This puts all the power on a select group of moderates.
These few moderates are essentially the only ones who will be making decisions. The swing votes that as of late are determining the outcomes of many Supreme Court cases.
This completely undermines the power of the Supreme Court and its justices, as their whole purpose is to come up with the decision best for the whole nation.
This is a prime example of judicial activism in action. Although a point of our life and relatively exempt from the criticism of the public, justices are able to influence policy through their interpretation of the Constitution.
The Constitution is an extremely vague document. Partisanship can poison the justices' decisions and rulings to interpret the law however fits their beliefs.
I mean, they are only human, right?
Well, yes, and it's impossible to eliminate bias that judges have based on their personal beliefs. The issue is that these days, it's less personal beliefs and more just unwavering loyalty to beliefs espoused by the party.
This is all starting to sound more like the plot of a grim dystopian future than modern politics.
Unfortunately, yes. Although many voters and politicians are against partisanship and see it as a threat, very few people actually truly address the issue. It takes away our personal freedom of choice, but in a very insidious way.
Partisanship is the silent killer of American democracy.
Is there any way to stop it?
Partisanship lives and dies with us. Only we can stop it. We need to hold less grudges against political parties, be more open to the other side's arguments, and vote with our beliefs, not with our parties.
And most of all, vote. Not voting because you don't like the Democrat or Republican candidate is unacceptable. Vote independent, vote third party, vote for who you side with.
If enough people vote for who they truly want to represent them, our democracy will then be more plural and less partisan. Those candidates might not win this election, maybe not the next, maybe not even the one after that.
But eventually, we'll get there. Let's not restrict our freedom of choice by blindly following a party.
Partisanship Podcast.
Bum bum bum.
Partisanship Podcast.
Bum bum bum.
Partisanship Podcast.